This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun and Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. We begin Vav Amud Beis 6b. It's the first section, Hayushnayim 2, She'en Mitztarfin. It is the black text on your source sheet. Right, so we begin with the Mishnah. I continue our discussion of testimony. Hayushnayin roen oso michalon zeh, ushnayin roen oso michalon zeh. All right, so you have, let's say there's a courtyard, or whatever it might be, and there's two people, right, who are witnessing the event from one window, right, a little higher up, maybe, and another two people in a different window. Ve'echad masrabo be'emtza, and there is one person delivering the warning in the middle. Now the question the Mishnah deals with is that two sets or is it one set? Before we had talked about when you're giving testimony, when you're coming, what determines what combines you as a witness when you're standing together. Now you're standing apart, but you're witnessing the same event. So the Mishnah says, gives us criteria, says as follows. Bizman shemiktsasan roin elu es elu. When some of, literally that means, right, shemiktsasa, when some of these see some of those. Right, when the witnesses, even if one of the witnesses can see the other, right, if there's some line of sight between them, harei elu edus achas, then it's considered one, right, set, one testimony. So even though we're in this room and we're in, you know, you're in that room, if we can see each other or some of us can see each other through the window, that's sufficient. The line of sight is sufficient to combine us. V'imlav, but if not, right, let's say we're both on you know, the north side of a building, witnessing an event in the parking lot. Right, but if the building is a straight regular building, right, if I am on the east side of the building and you're on the west side of the building and we're both looking out north, we can't see each other. We're two separate witnesses, two separate sets of witnesses. Lefichach, says the Mishnah, therefore, im nimtzeis achat mehen zomemet, if one of the sets becomes huzamed, right? So two sets of witnesses come to say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon in the parking lot, Tuesday at noon, and they can't see each other, so they're deemed to be two separate sets. And then one of the sets get huzamed, right, because they couldn't have been there at Tuesday at noon, but the other set still stands. Right? They're not considered one set because they don't see each other. So the two people who were not huzamed, they're still good witnesses. They testify that Reuven killed Shimon. So the Mishnah says, hu vehein neherugin. That who, which is the guy that they're testifying about, the murderer, Vehain and the set that got huzamed are Neherugin. They both get killed. The murderer gets killed because there's still a second set of, there's still a separate set of witnesses testifying that Reuven killed Shimon, that he killed Shimon. Vehain, the Adam Zomamin, they get killed because they tried to have Reuven executed. And we're huzamed, and then they get that punishment back on them. So who vehein neherugin, the murderer and the huzam set get killed. Vahashnia p'tura, the second set, which is the viable set, right? They're, so pater is a strange word, right? They're exempt, but what the Mishnah means to say is that they're considered good witnesses, and they go home. I don't know happily, but they go home as two good witnesses. Rabbi Yossi Omer LaOlam Ein Neherugin Ad Shi Yehu Shnei Edav Masrinbo. Rabbi Yossi says I'll tell you what he objects to in a moment, right, from the beginning of the Mishnah. He says, no, nobody gets killed unless it is the two witnesses who give the warning, right? Because in the case in the beginning of the Mishnah, it was two in this window, two in that window, and one in the middle giving the witness. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't have one in the middle giving the witness. The witnesses have to give, the warning. The witnesses have to give the warning. Not the one guy in the middle, but the two witnesses have to warn the perpetrator. Shenemar, how do you know? It says, Al Pishnaim Edim. Right, from the mouth of the two Edim. Right, from there, Rabbi Yossi learns that the warning has to be given from the mouth of the two witnesses. Davar Acher, another possibility of what you might learn out from that verse. Al Pishnaim Edim. That it happens by the mouth of two witnesses. Shalotehe Sanhedrin Shomad Mipi HaTorgaman. Right, that the Sanhedrin, the Beit Din that's dealing with this case, should hear directly from the mouth of the witnesses and not through a translator. Right, if we're going to put somebody to death, I better be serious. Right, we're going to go to court and we're going to rely on two witnesses. We want to hear it directly from their mouths. Al pi shnayim edim, from the mouth of the witnesses directly. Gemara now wants to know, right, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Minayin le'edus miyuchedes shehi psula. Right, so Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, it says in the name of Rav, how do I know that that's, right, literally an edus miyuched either means special, right, or here it might mean, right, from like echad singular. How do we know that that is puzzle. So Rashi tells us that Edus Miyuchedes is one person in this window, one person in another window, and they don't see each other. Right? So our Mishnah was a case where we had two people in window A, two people in window B, and the question was, do they combine? To one set or remain as two separate sets. But either way, each set, right, is its own entity. The only question is, that is, do they combine? Here, we have one in one window and one in the other. And Rashi says they don't see each other. So if they see each other, then they can be a set. If they don't see each other, they cannot. And they want to know, they ask Rav, how do you know, from where do we know that that this is no good? All right, so they give us the answer. Shenemar, lo yumat, al pi eid echad. You cannot put somebody to death on the word of one witness. Gemara now asks, "My echad, what does it mean in that pasuk when it says we do not put someone to death on the testimony of one witness? What is echad? What does that mean? So, ilema, if you will say eid echad mamish, that we're really talking about really just one witness. So that the Gemara says, no, mereisha shami'inan lei. Right, that I know from the beginning of the pasuk. Al pishnayim edim. It says that you establish truth by two witnesses. So clearly, if I need two witnesses, one is insufficient. The Torah doesn't have to tell me you can't put somebody to death by one witness. I know you need two witnesses already. And thus the Gemara concludes, when the Torah says we don't kill based on the testimony of one witness, it can't really mean literally one witness. Elamai, rather, what? Right? What does the Torah really mean? Echad, echad. Right? One by one. One here and one there. Right? Good. And that's that is the source, right? That Edus Miyuchedet, that one person here and one person there, is disqualified as a set of witnesses. Tanya Nami Hachi. Right, we learned the same thing in a Brisa. Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Nami also Hachi like this. Lo yumar al pi eid echad. Right, we do not put someone to death on the testimony of one witness. Lahavi, that pasuk comes to include, to bring in, shnayim shiroen oso, that two people who see the event, echad michalon zeh ve echad michalon zeh. Right, one from this window and one from that window. Ve'ein roin ze'edzeh. They don't see one another. She'ein mitstarfin. That they do not combine to form a set of witnesses. Right, so the Brisa supports that reading of the pasuk, that one witness, not putting someone to death, can't really mean one witness. Rather, it means one in this window, one in that window, and they do not see each other. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.